71 today?
Yeah. Been 47.
Okay. Today, Bez Hashem, is a final shear of the Zman. And according to Chaim Axelrod's computations, the 71st shear from the beginning of the year, including the shiurim after the final on Nida, and we had 47 Nida shiurim, and today is the 24th. So we did one, the first two we did together, the 24th Avel Shir. So Baruch Hashem that we got to this milestone, came Yerbu. And we'll talk more later about that, but let's learn what we're supposed to learn today, and then we can talk. So today's topic is Tumas Kohanim. And the Torah tells us, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Amor al Kohanim b'nei Aharon, v'ratol lehem l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. That you can't be metame, a Kohen can't be metame except for the Kuzayin Krovim. So those krovim are permissible. And everyone else, it's forbidden. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis that there are three types of Tumas Meis. There are three ways of violating the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, and meaning the three ways that you can be Nitma B'meis. Says the Rambam, HaMeis Metame B'maga B'masa U'ba'ol Tumas Shiva. That a meis can be Metame somebody B'maga if he touches it, touch the meis. B'masa if you carry it, meaning even if you're not touching it. Say the meis is on the bed and you carry the bed. So that's Masa and Oel. And Oel means one of three things, right? Either means that you're hovering on top of the mace, or the mace is hovering on top of you, or you have a common ceiling that's hovering on top of both you and the mace. And that's a din of Oel. And then the Rambam continues, Tumas Masa Mipi Yashmua, where we don't have a favorish pasuk by Tumas Masa. By Maga and Oel we have Anogea B'meis and Cholabol Oel, like the Rambam quotes in Halacha Aleph. But Tumas Masa doesn't say B'feirish by Meis, but we learn it out from a Kal V'chomer from the Vela. That the Vela is Metame also the Masa. If you carry an Avela, if you carry an Avela, you're Tomer. And we learn it out, Kavachomer Dvayin, the Avela that's only Tomei Tumas Erev, the Avela you're only Tomei one day if you touch an Avela. And it's not Matami Ba'oel, still Matami Ba'masa. So Hameis Lo Kol Shekein. So Meis is Tami for 7, it's Tami or even Ba'oel. So Lo Kol Shekein, it's Matami Ba'masa. Okay. Now, when we speak about Ohel, there are two types of Ohel. Actually, three types. One is if a person's in the same room with the mace. So that means that he and the mace are underneath the same ceiling. But what if the mace is in the room A and the person is in room B? Person's in the hallway. Right? So then that's not Tumas Ohel. That's not Tumas Ohel. Why? Because the Ohel is divided by the wall. the fact that the mace is in this room, say, and the live person is in the hallway, and there's a wall in between, which, and the door is closed, so that's not called Ohel. So that's not the same Ohel. Same Ohel as Dafka, you have to be in the, on the same ceiling, and there can't be any mechitza that's mafsik between you and the mace. However, if the door would be open, or even if there would be a hole, a tefach al tefach, then the tumah could come out. And therefore, even though there's a wall in between, but since there's an opening in the wall, then the tumah comes out. That's called Ohel Hamshacha. That's called Ohel Hamshacha. That means that you're not mamish in the same Ohel, but you're in an adjacent Ohel, and there, at the current time, there's an opening between the Ohel that the mace is in and the Ohel that you are in. So that's Ohel Hamshacha. Now, the question is Ohel Hamshacha, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? The tumah of Ohel by Ohel Hamshacha. If you're mamish in the same room and there's nothing being mafsik, that's, of course, that's a d'oraisa. It's a mitame mi d'oraisa, and if you're a kohen, there's an issa d'oraisa. So the Chasam Sofer on page 8 in the True Vashin Mem, first arrow on the right side, says Tumah Hamshachas Mimokam Lamokam Oidei Chor Tefach Lo Ola Al Das Shum Kadmon Ba'olam Sheyeh Rak D'Rabbanan. He says there's no one in his right mind who could say that it's only D'Rabbanan. In other words, Ola Hamshach is also D'Raisa. As long as there's a Tefach Al Tefach airspace that the tumah could go through, that is a din d'oraisa that the tumah goes through. And he says, not only that, there is no other shita like this. There's no shita that it's the rabban. Okay, that is called the Ohel Hamshacha. Now, there's a third type of Ohel, and that's called Sof Tumah Lotzes. And Sof Tumah Lotzes means like this, that the mase is in this room, and the person is, say, in the hallway, and currently the door is shut. Currently the door is shut. But eventually the door is going to open to take the mase out. But currently the door is shut. So Sof Tumah Lotzes means that since the door eventually will open, so we'll have to see exactly what the phraseology should be. But it's ki'ilu, we view the doors as if it's open now. Or ki'ilu, the mace is where it's going to be in the future, is if it's there now. So therefore, even though the door currently is closed, so that means there's no Ohel Hamshacha here, because the door is closed and there's no opening of a tefach. But since eventually it's going to come out, so that's called Sof Tumah Lotzes. And Sof Tumah Lotzes is also a din tumah. Sof Tumah Lotzes is also a din tumah. What? So there is the Ravatzal of Ransburg points out there seems to be a stira in Rashi in two different places in Masechta Beitza, where the din of Sof Tumah Lotzes is a din, is a halacha l'moshe misinai, which would mean that it's kilo status of a daraisa, or is that only a din derabban? If you'll take a look on page 12, Yud Amud Aleph, says Rashi, Kulam tmeim, kol akeinim amenochim b'chalal hapsochim, tachas ovei atikro, shel pesach tmeim, avo bishen atachas gag, shegozru chachomim, Tumah al mokum shu derech yitzias ha-tumah. So Rashi writes beferish gozru chachamim. It's a din d'rabban. That again, if you're in the same room with the mace, under the same ceiling, that's a din d'oraisa. Even if you're in a different room and the door is open, or there's even a tefach, airspace, that's called ol hamshacha, and that's what Chasam Sofer says, that's also a din d'oraisa. Now when the door is closed, but eventually it'll open, and you leave the building, say even before the door even got open. So you never were ba'ol, and you know of ba'ol ba'amshacha, but you're b'sof tumalotzeis. So Rashi says, in Beit Sedav Yudam Ra'alef, that's a din d'rabbanan, and on Lamed Chesam Ra'alef, on page 13, Rashi writes, Dech Yitzi Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi writes, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So that's from Vitzala Ranschberg. If you look on Yudam Ra'alef on page 12, in Beitza, points out this theory. So a lot of people, as Tshuva Mishnas Yaakov, as a Tshuva, to try to be Yashev this theory, different sugyas, held different ways, whatever, but that's it. So these are the three types of Tumas Ohel. Besides all the three types of Ohel in terms of you on top, and then on top of you, and the same within these things, two, three different Sugei Ohel, namely Sof Tuma, namely Mamish in the same Ohel, you're under the same ceiling, in the same room. Number two, even if you're not in the same room, you're in an adjacent room and there's an opening, the tefach, so then the tumah shoots forth. That's an ol hamshacha, which the Chasam Sofer says, lo ala al das adam, that should be a derabbanan. That's also the raisa. But if the door's taka closed, and it's a din of tumah lotzeis, so that's two opinions. One Rashi says it's a derabbanan, and one Rashi says Allahu Moshe Misina.
Does everybody agree that if you're in a big building and there are many different rooms and the mace is in one room, even though there's a general roof of the whole building,
right? So this is right.
Sealed up.
Right. So this is a big. People make a mistake and have this notion that if you're in a building and there's a mace, so that the whole building is tame. So that's not true. That's not true. In other words, say you're in this apartment building, and you're on, I don't know, the 10th floor in your building, and then somebody dies on the 15th floor, and you're a Kohen. So you don't have to leave the building. Just stay in your apartment. Stay in your apartment, keep the doors closed. Don't go out in the hallway, and you're good. Because where's the tumah going to come from? Right? You're not in the same oil as the mace. Only so far as go where? Okay, so that requires further elaboration, which we're going to have.
In your example, if there's a 10th floor, 15th floor, there's a guy who's in the apartment, he goes out, where would someone come from? He's at the floor, he's there, where's someone coming from?
If he leaves his apartment.
Yeah, since they stayed on the floor. They do not have the door, the reason for the floor, so the floor is not.
Right, so there was, what could happen is that if they're going to take the mace, say, down the elevator, right, so then the whole, you know, the elevator now is a soft tumulatus. So it could be that if the elevator door would open on his floor, even without the mace dim, that perhaps could be a softu malotzis. Well, softu malotzis always means without the mace dim. That's the idea, softu malotzis. So it was not soft, eventually.
Even without that, in three maces in the hallway. There are stairs going down.
Well, if
the maces in the hallway, even if the maces not contain steps, do we say from shop in the hallway?
Right. In other words, wherever that, so there's tumah there.
Right.
So then the tumah is going to be nimshach wherever there'll be an opening. Then the tumah will spread. But if you keep yourself, in your apartment, and you don't open the door the whole time that the mace is dead, and in the apartment, so you're protected.
But if you're going to have a must base measure here, so the soap is only into the holy, it's not going to go into the must base measure because that's a closed room. So it's only after one blood face from this room, and that is another.
But if there was a mace here, say if there was a mace here, right? So that means the mace eventually is going to be taken out.
But that doesn't include another room. Down
right. So, but once you open up the must base measure door, then the tumor could come in there. Right. Right. In other words, wherever tumor is gonna, where soft tumor blood is gonna be, this that means kilo this tumor there now. And then therefore, whenever you let the tumor spread, a tefach, then it spreads. But
what?
No, but if the apartment, right. The difference is the apartment building, you could just stay in your apartment building and just leave the door closed.
There,
somebody can open the door. So technically speaking, if you just say, okay, I'm staying in the apartment and I'm, so that's.
It's not going to be the closest. Let's say,
like, it has been in the lab or in the apartment. If 100% of the main base measure, it's just nobody would be allowed to open the doors.
Right, but it's not practical.
It's not practical.
Right. Theoretically, if there would be, if they locked the door and everyone would stay in, but it's practical. The guy's going to go to the bathroom, the guy's going to, it's not practical. It's,
are we going to discuss the question of air ducts and plumbing also from Shafa?
Well, it has to be a tefach. I don't know, air ducts.
Right, but like an air duct is oftentimes pretty big. And they spread through
the
entire building. Yeah.
The grading stop
would
be a
tumah. If it's not a tefach.
Oh, if, that means you're going to be grading with that.
If there's a net, say,
right.
Little nets, so that you don't have one. I don't know, there's there's a famous shach on page 7 in Shinayin Bey's base. The Mechaber writes, Alpha Bisho Kohen, also Lekonis Lebeis HaPras, etc. It tells all the din of Tumah. Then the Ramah says, Kohen Sheshochev Orum. Right, this is a Kohen that is naked. And in the same oil as the mace. So we say, and he doesn't know about it, so we shouldn't tell him. But we should just tell him to get dressed. Because if we tell him, then he has to leave right away. But that's only if he's ba'ol ha-mace. That's his mamish, a mace in the room there, where it's or the hamshachah, that's a din tumah d'oraisa. But if it's not, but if he's only in the shiloh of the rabbanon, then we say gadol kavod habrios. That's docha and this is the rabbanon. There's a truth in the Mishkanos Yaakov also, where he discusses that maybe even. The discussion whether if the Isser is not Shava Bakol, so maybe that also has a different status. Okay. But people think that, as soon as there's a mace in the building, everyone has to evacuate So that's not an accurate understanding of what the halacha is. So the Shach says, "V'davke imhu ba'ol hames near a davke noka ba'ol hames almavatim asmuchim lemeish hames b'socho." However, we should gam kein tumeim mikol mokum yishlova elin tume elad rabbanim. So some people read this Shach to mean that ol hamshacha is only a din derabbanim. In other words, the din d'oraisa is only if you're in the same room. If you're in a different room, even if the door is open or there's a tefach airspace, that's only the rabbanim. So the Chasam Sofer goes crazy on that, as we saw. Chasam Sofer says, on page 8 again, it's not true. Lo'ola al-dash shum kadman ba'olam t'yirat the rabbanim. It's not true. So first he says, he wants the magia of the Shach, but then in the end he says, if you look carefully in the Shach, you'll see that the Shach is referring, when he refers you later on to Sif Dalet, which is talking about Sof Tum Alotzes. So he says that's what the Shach is referring to. The Shach is referring to Sof Tum Alotzes. That Sof Tum Alotzes is the Din Derabbanan. But in Ol Hamshacha, even the Shach is moded that it's a deraisa. You read through the Shach and see what Pshad you like. And you can see Chasam Sofer has two ways of reading the Shach, both assuming that it's that Ol Hamshacha is a din deraisa. One is to be magia, and one is to stam, that he's saying that's not what he means when he says batim asmuchim. He's not referring to when they're open, he's referring to when they're closed. Midin what? Midin ol, midin sof tum alotzes. But others learn, if you read the Shach quickly, then, or maybe not so quickly, but if you read it quickly, you'll say that the Shach is saying that Olam Shach is a din de Rabbanon. And that the Chasam Sofer says is lo nitan leon there. Because every second that he's being metame, so there could be an added issa. Okay, that's further discussion. Okay, now. Oh. So then, there is a discussion. Is it really so we said like this. We said that within oil, there's the oil itself, there's the oil hamshacha, and there's the sof tum alotzes. But let me ask you a question. Is it necessarily true that a kohen is musar? So we know the Rambam says a kohen is musar in oil. And oil of shacha, well, that's oil. So the kohen is definitely musar in that. But is a kohen musar on sof tum alotzes? Is a kohen musar on sof tum alotzes? Say, somebody recently, we were in the west side for Shavuos. So we had an Ask the Rabbi session. So one of the questions people asked is a funeral home right next to, right on the block of the shul there, the West Side Institutional. So there's a fellow there who's a Kohen. So he asked, is he allowed to walk under the awning? Because right, every funeral chapel usually has an awning in front. Can he walk under the awning? So usually, 99% of the time, the door is going to be closed. So Mamish, if the door's open and you see there's a mace coming out, so then of course. But when the door's closed, so depending upon which way they're going to take the mace out. But let's just worst case scenario that they're going to planning to take the mace out that door. So then it'll have a din of sof tum alotzes. So that's what the fellow asked. Is he allowed to walk under that awning?
Are we talking about Jewish mace or is this going to be on the
right now? We're talking, we didn't discuss Goyim yet. We'll discuss Goyim. We have, Goyim is very important for this discussion. But now we're discussing Yidden. So, Softo Melotzes. Oh. So there is a famous citation from the Masechtas Machos on page 14. Kol tuma min hameis shehanozi megalech alei sofeg es arboim v'she'ein hanozi megalech alei ein sofeg es arboim. So it's the Gemara, the Maseches Machos makes an equation between tumas nazir and tumas kohen. We know that if a person takes an ed in naziris a certain amount of days, so he can be matami lemesim. And if he's metamei lemesim, so then he has to start all over again, right? He has to shave and start the whole naziris over again. So, but certain things, certain tumas, so if your mamash touches a dead body or is in the oil of a dead body or things like that, what the Rambam calls the atzmo shel mace, so then he's going to be megalech. And then any such tumah, a nazir, a kohen, is going to get malchus for. So the question is, but if we can find a tumah that a nazir is not megaleach aleha, then a kohen won't necessarily be sofeg as arboim, or some want to say even maybe not even musar. So first of all, we have to know that we paskin like this klal. So Tosas and Brachas on page 15 on Yutes Amud Beis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who didn't like this klal. He says the leisei lahani klali, because he says reviz dam ein anozim megaleach aleha. Because if you just have a reviz dam from a dead body, reviz dam, so a nazir is not megaleach because he needs, it's not enough to have a reviz, he needs chatzi luk. But nonetheless, a kohen is musar. So you see that the klal is not true. So someone is saying, no, doesn't mean that 100% the shame dam is musar, even though they could be. But Rabbeinu Tam was docha. This thing. But others disagree and say we do paskin like this. Oh. So this is a famous truva from the Truma Sadeshin on page 16. And this is the question. And this is what Yakir was referring to before. And that's the following. What's the halacha of the following? So I gave you a case of Sof Tomalotze. It's the classic case. Like the Mishnah has, the Mishnayis that we didn't take a look at you about Breira, about the Mishnayis there that I put in the packet. But what's the din of the following case? In other words, Suftu Melotze is usually classical cases going under a warning. That is the classical case, because the warning is in oil, and the mace is not there yet, the door's closed. And if there are a number of doors and you don't know which one you're going to take it out, so maybe they're all talking me suffix, and then when you decide, that's the whole sugya of Breira, etc. But what about the following scenario? You have a walled city. You have a walled city, and the walled city, say, has a doorway to come in and out, the Shar Ha'ir. And the doorway of the Shar Ha'ir has like an oil on it, like a mashkof, but a big one, like a at least the tefach al tefach, you know, that you when you walk into the city, you go under the overhang. And when you walk out, you go over the underhang. So the question is like this. This mace is in the city now. And eventually, the mace is going to be taken out of the city through that doorway. Now, right now, the mace is not yet there. But it's Sof Tumalotzis. eventually it's coming out of the city. So the question is a Kohen or anybody, could somebody, if anyone would walk under that OL at this moment, would they be Nitma Midin Sof Tumulotse Sonat? That's the question. So at first glance you'd say, yeah. I don't know what you'd say at first glance, but one glance is to say, Sof Tumulotse, yeah. But the other shot is to say, no, that Sof Tumulotse only is when the Ohel is right next to where the mace is. Whereas there has to be a contiguous Ohel where the mace is. But here, what are you going to say? It's Ki'ilu, the door's open now, but then you're going into the street. There's no contiguous Ohel. So Mamela, you don't say Sof Tumulotse. What do we say? No, any OL that it's going to go through, eventually, it's Ki'ilu, it's Nitmona. The way, the standard way in the Sefer Mishkan Aaron of Aaron Stein and the Sefer Pesach OL, they explain the lumdus of it is the following. How do you understand Sof Tumulotzes? Does Sof Tumulotzes mean that even though the door is closed now, it's Ki'ilu, we view the door open? Right, that's the pshat. Well, no, it's not ki'ilu the door is open, but any place that the mace is going to be in the future, on its way, on its travel, it's ki'ilu it's there now. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you just view it ki'ilu the door is open, so that ki'ilu the door is open, so the tumah will go just as long as the ohel is there. But once the ohel doesn't continue anymore, then there's no way for the tumah to go. So there's going to be another OL that's going to go under, but it's not connected to this OL. That's not Sof Tumulotzes. But if you say that what? That every place that the mace is going to be going in the future, it's Ki'ilu, it's here now. So that means any OL that it's going to go under in the future, it's Ki'ilu, it's under the OL now. So therefore I can't be under that OL now because it's Ki'ilu, the mace is there now. So then even if it's not the same OL, even if you're going from one OL and then there's a stop and then you're going to go to the Shar Ha'ir into another OL, it'll still be a problem. So they walk. So the Truma Sedeshin says that there were Kohanim that were Machmir Shalolotzeis B'Shari HaChatzeris Va'ir B'Shar Beis HaKoros Ad She'Over HaMeis Chutzo Losom Shorim, that not to go there until the mace passed. Which is a chiddush because it's not one contiguous ola. Then he discusses that maybe we shouldn't say Sof Tumulotzes on such a thing. He says, first word is Lomar. Came to the Milsa Velo Taimahu, Havad Elo Losi Velo. The name of the Kachi Halacha, Davke Ba'oso Pesach, Shemotzi Moso Tchila. Only that Pesach, only that first oil. But if it then comes to a, then there's a stop, and now you're going into another oil, so Mehechi Teisi, Tocha Oil, Tocha Oil. Also, you'd see a nitar ha'ol, yomer ha'ol, halacha, she'also pesach, yitam of lo mikam ve'elach. So the whole application of Sof Tumulotzes to the Shar Ha'ir perhaps is a little bit dubious. That's number one. And number two, on page 17, fourth line, assume the man leimel on the hachtum at the Sof Tumulotzes, habatum she'nozim megaleach aleach. Whereas who says that maybe this is not called a tumah shenozim megaleach aleha, because it's not atzmo shel meis, it's too distant, and a tumah she'ein nozim megaleach aleha ain't a kohen mutar aleha. And we hold from that. The lokum moshe kosov b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold from the klal, but he holds it shaveshtahi. But we hold from the klal. So therefore, if it's not a tumah shenozim megaleach aleha, though it's Sof Tumulotzes, it's definitely a tumah, But who says a Kohen is Muzar in such a Tumah? Tongues are Muzar in all Tumas. But he says this, Rav Shechter likes to quote this line. He's very fond of this line. He says it over a little bit different. Whereas the way Rav Shechter likes to quote it over is that maybe in a chanami, but the minhag is always to be machmir. The way Rav Shechter likes to quote it, even though it doesn't say exactly the slogan, shalom l'shaber es haminhag, not to break the minhag. It means the minhag is to be machmir and sof tumah lotzis. So even though maybe it's a chumrah, but l'maisa we're machmir. The machmir sof tumah lotzis. Question whether you have to be machmir even on a future oil, that's a different story. But we're machmir on sof tumah lotzis. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Ayin Aleph Dalet. Then he quotes the Truma Sadeshin's Chumrah of the minhag that people not only were machmir and sof tumah lotzeis, but even in a future olam. Pischei Mari, that's Truma Sadeshin. Yesh machmirin. It could be that Amekel Lo Hifsid is by this extension of Sof Tumah Lotzeis, but by regular Sof Tumah Lotzeis, the minhag is clearly to be machmir. For Kohen to be machmir on sof tumah lotzis. Now, there is a.
Is the minhag to be machmir on this does it come up at all? Does Shari have here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you go on the lower level. But you know there's a mace that's coming out. So that could be an application of this. Usually, it's how often is going to come up. It's I mean, you might have. Everyone, right. So in other words, a coin can be machmir, never to go in the lower level. So the car, the question of the car is all Zorok, and maybe all Zorok is not Shem Ol, it's not Chotzeitz, etc. So, the mice, or a tunnel, or something like that.
What about the upper level of it? With the bars? Why isn't
there? Yeah, in other words, the bars could be a tefach, that could be an Ol also. Okay. So, this is a chumra yisera, because as we said, the whole idea of sof tumah lotzeis itself to apply to kohanim is a question. But we apply it, so this extra ramah is.
So it's for machmir sof tumah lotzeis, but not for a future.
What do you mean, mashkov itself?
Like the Truma Sadeshin Shaila, so he doesn't want to pass on the sex conference. The minhag is not rely on that.
The minhag is to be machmir, to say, right.
But with regards to the dish Shaila in particular about the mashkov in the city, that's a different. There's maybe a sense that's not a sof tumah lotzeis.
Right, maybe that's not a sof tumah lotzeis at all. In other words, one question is Kohen Muzar even a real sof tumah lotzeis, l'chol hadeis, like the awning? That's a question, because maybe that's not a tumah shenozim megalechala. So then he says, but still we should be machmir. But then this sof tumah lotzeis that's not one contiguous olal, that's a future olal. So then that's already you know, it's going to be a seder.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think, I mean, if a Kohen wants to be Nizar, you know, if Imamish knows that it's coming or something like that, maybe he takes, you know, but to say that he can never travel on the bridge because, or he never could go underneath, that's a bit much. Yeah. Well, they're sheer of sheer, you know, tefa, you know. Room tefach could be chotzeitz. I mean, it's complicated. The question is whether it's if totally otum. Okay, but that's the whole discussion. Okay. Now, okay, let's talk about goyim a little bit. What's the story with goyim? What is the story with goyim? So there are three shitas about goyim. There are three shitas about goyim. What are the three shitas? So the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Where's the Gemara Bava Metzia? Yeah. The Rambam Paskins, page 33. Rambam Paskin, Perik Aleph, Tumas Meis Halacha Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Echad Ameis Mishrael Omen Akum Matami B'Magul Masa, Bein Akum Matami B'O. B'Dover Zeh Kabbalahu. So we have a tradition that an Akum is not Matami B'O. So if you're in the same Mamish Oel, so let's forget, so you're mamish in the same oel of an akum, you're in the same room, and there's a dead akum. So the Rambam Shita is, there's no problem. Just stay there. Right? You're not metame. Gabi, first of all, when there was a din of Tumba Vatara, so the Kalim Shabbosokho don't become tame. And if you're a Kohen, so then you're not metame. The Kohen's not metame. That's, now, this Rambam would be very relevant for a lot of different shilas of one of the big shilas of modern society today, which comes up here in the yeshiva, you know, every once in a while. No, I'm talking about Kohanim wanting to go to medical school. Kohanim wanting to go to medical school. So that's a big issue. Can they go or can they not go? So there's nothing wrong with medical school per se, but the question is anatomy class where they touch cadavers. So that's a shayla. Now, most probably the cadavers is rove is going to be bodies of goyim. Most probably rove people in the world of goyim. Rogue cadavers are goyim. So one possibility is to say that that I'll make sure that I won't touch the body. And I had a Talmud who recently he was driving me in the car, and he was my shiur years ago, and we had these long conversations. Should he go to medical school? Should he not go to medical school? He wasn't sure. His mother was sure. He wasn't sure. The Bari beat out the Suffolk, and the so he told me that throughout his medical school, you know, he was with might have been Einstein, whatever, he was with from fellows, and everyone was did all the touching for him. He said he never had to touch a cadaver at all.
Massa,
right.
He didn't push the body.
He didn't. Okay, now this is, of course, we'll have to see. There's the Rambam sheet, and not everyone agrees with the Rambam. But at least, and then the question is, put yourself into a situation where, you'll be, and what if you're not in such an accommodating group, with yeshivish guys with you who say, no problem. What if you're with, in a medical school where, the other kids in your lab will say, no, well, what do you do? Why should we have to do all the work? And then they could report him, and it could be a whole, so if you're in a medical school with from people, so then, there's a possibility of, at least being, having the sheet of the Rambam. We'll have to see, do we possibly like this Rambam or not, but at least the sheet of the Rambam. Rabbi Tendler used to tell people that, if you're like the great student and they want you, so then you can negotiate with them on your, on your conditions. But usually, it's you want them more than, they want you, unless you're the Godel Hador, and then they think that you're going to be the best medical student out there, and then they'll do anything for you to get you in their school, etc. So then you, as Rabbi Tendler said, then you have some, leverage, bargaining leverage, and so. Okay, now where does the Rambam get this? So the Rambam gets this from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What could be better? Bar Yochai. Shachta Shrecha. What do they say? Kedai Rav Shimon Lismach Alav B'Shas Adchach. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on page 30, the Yevamos Samach. Rabbi Beis going to Samach Amar Aleph Tanya V'chein Haya Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer. Kivrei Ovid Chachovim Eina Metamim Ba'Ol Shenem Ratein Soni Tzon Marisi Odom Atem Kruim Odom Vein Ovid Chachovim Kruim Odom. So that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and that's what the verse says later. Ravina Omer and Hidden Matinu Krami Matumu Be'Oel, because the pasuk of Adam is Adam Kimus Be'Oel, so it's only a miyut from from Oel. It's not a miyut from Magor Masa, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Bar Yochai. Excuse me?
How did this not get censored?
Yeah. Okay.
As long as it's not against Christianity.
Right. Now what, and now, so that's one sheet. Then is the Rambam Shita, is the middle of the road Shita, the centrist Shita. Because we'll have a Shita now on both sides of the coin. We'll have a Shita now that's going to say that Akum is Matame even Ba'ol, and we're going to have a Shita that it says an Akum is not even Matame B'Mago B'Masa. So who are these other Shitas? So Rav Shimon and Gamliel quoted on page 31 in Mishnah and Olos, He is of the opinion that an Akum is metame in everything. In Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ir Goyim Shecharva, Ein Ba Mishum Bedor Goyim. If you have a place in Eretz Yisrael that Goyim used to inhabit, but now it's barren. So now that the chayos are just are there, and they chew up whatever there. So then you don't have to worry about walking on that land. But the assumption, as we'll see in the Rishonim, that Akum is Matame, even Baal. And then the Mador Goyim, this place that was Nechrov, that now the Chayas were there and chewed up everything and whatever, destroyed everything, so you don't have to worry about they chewed it up or they took away the bodies, the different animals that were, it's basically a barren land now. So the implication is that a goy really would be time, but since it's Charva, and now the Chayas came and they took it away, they took the dead bodies away, they ate them, they took them away, whatever, now it's not B'metamei. But the implication is that Goy is B'metamei, it's just, even Ba'ol, it's just that now that it's Nechrov, you don't have to worry. So this is the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Tosus, Paskins, Piskei Tosus, take a look on page 35, Kuf Yudala. Ashkei Rabba Bar Avul Eliyahu. Rabba Avul met Eliyahu Anovi in the cemetery. And then he asked him a shayla in learning. Okay, that's not nogeya what the shayla was. It's nogeya for the ninth paragraph of Metzia. But then, in the middle of the conversation, he says to Eliyahu Novi on page 36, so the second line, Amalei lav kohen umar? Aren't you a kohen? What are you doing in the cemetery? My time kohen umar b'beis hakvaros. So he said back, well, you don't know the Rav Shimon ben Yochai Shita? And that was the end of the conversation. So Tosus, on page 36, he says, Mishum de Elio, the Chuyi have a Madchile. In other words, Tosis learns that whatever Eliyahu Novi said in that conversation, he really didn't mean. He was just pushing off. And Megabi, the halacha they were talking about, and Haraya, when he asked the question of Kahuna, he also pushed him off. He said, we follow Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Even though Tosis said, we know we don't follow Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. The lokaim lo kavasei, okay, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the mastisin the olos, the osam medur tzavik chavim, b'shum b'chol. So what was the real reason that Eliyahu Novi went to the cemetery? It's not, he said, Eliyahu Novi said that he's following Rav Shimon Yochai. So Tosa says, no, he didn't really mean that. He's following Rav Shimon Gamliel. But since Rov Aronos Yeshlan Posech Tefach, so this is what you were discussing before, that if an Aron has a tefach between the body and the Aron, and it's open on the side, so then the tumah won't go up. So you can have a situation, yesh makom shelo gozu, so there might still be an issur d'rabbanan, but certain places they won't go there, but that's the reason, for a technical reason, that the oil wasn't nogeya, but in the Hanami, it would be nogeya to goyim. So that's the... Well,
they
So that's the so Tosa says we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel that an Akum is Matame in Gantz. Now what's the middle, what's the other shita? So again we have the Machmir shita of Tosis that we pass with Shimon Gamliel. We have the Rambam shita that's Mechalek between Ohel that is not Nidma and Magal Masa is. And then we have the shita of the Urayim. So when I originally Xeroxed the Urayim, I didn't Xerox the page before, which I put in the supplement, because if you read the page before, then you'll understand clearly what the Urayim is talking about. If you don't read the page before, then it won't. You can figure it out towards the end, but you won't figure it out so quickly. But once you read the page before, it's Baruch Hachama what he's saying. So on page 1 in the supplement, he writes, "B'magav Masha shall meisel v'kachavim yesh osrim." Because there are people that aser maga umasa of over kachavim, and they bring a raya from that gemara in Yevamos, the he de matino kra ba oel ben maga umasa lo matino kra. However, yesh lahavi raya leheter. So when I originally zerk said you just see yesh lahavi raya leheter, you don't know what he's talking about. But now you reread the line before, and he's saying that some people aser maga umasa, and I'm going to tell you that even maga umasa is mutter. And he bases it on the fact that he feels that a nazir is not megaleach on goyim. Chayin kevin eshkechon benazir shemutu b'meisei ovei kachavim ko'anami loshna. So therefore he says that ovei kachavim mago masum v'nikasavti anir li. He says, I write what I said. But even though they are machmirim, I think it's mutter. V'machmir tovo lo bracha, v'mekel lo hifsit. Wow. So that's the Sefer Yireim. So the Sefer Yireim is matin gansin. That goyim are not v'tami b'chlal. Right. Now, Chora, even if you call from the klal, maybe there are ways of getting, you know, saying that was you don't necessarily medame everything, so whatever. But based on in other words, a lot of people also pass the smachas, but won't necessarily come to the conclusion of the Urayim. But that's what the Urayim says.
Isn't clear by nazir at all, or is that also a machlokes?
What? I don't know, that's what he says. Yeah, you have to be Mayan more to know if there's another sheet on that. Right, so that's what he says. He says that right, so whatever, he gets out of that Gemara. Right, I mean, he tells you that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Take a look. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh on page 39. Shaltim kon yochel leilech al kivrei goyim. So it says, Ika pluk to mirab. So yesh poskim to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. There's some paskim like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. That it's right. In other words, Jonathan is making a valid point. That there was, when the Rambam says that he's saying that a goy is not matami ba'ol b'chlal. When the Reim is saying it, he's saying that he could be matami b'magul masa, but the Kohen's not muzer on it. And so the ma'isa comes out that you don't have to worry about it, but the Rambam, but it's a different tahir. In other words, according to the Rambam, there's no tumas ol b'chlal, that the kalim won't be nitma. According to the Reim, that you put a keli on the touch of the goy, it's going to be nitma. It's just the kohen's not muzer on such tumah. So then he discusses some paskin like Shimon Yochai, some paskin like Shimon Gamliel. So then at the end he writes, for easiest Rabbi Meir, that's my Rami Rutenberg, Shem Moche Bekohanim Shololelech Al Kivrei Goyim, or Machmir Tov Olov Bracha. So, it's mashma that, you know, the Rami Rutenberg didn't like it. He was, but in the end, he says a Machmir Tov Olov Bracha. In other words, which is mashma that he's not saying it's necessarily Mikra Adin, but maybe Mikra Adin, it's like the Rambam, but still a Machmir Olov Tov Olov Bracha. And then you're going to see the Rami Rutenberg inside on page 41. Precious Rav Meir Zal Sheyamokim Bekonim Shalolech Kivrei Akum. Oh, he himself has it already from Machmer Tovol of Bracha. Whoever was quoting it. Oh. So how was it brought in Shulchan Aruch? How was it brought in Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch on page 27. Shinayim beis kivrei akum nochon lizor akum mi leilech aleihem. So the mechaber doesn't use such a, you know, it's nochon. That's saying it's mamash osur. It's nochon. Avol pisheish mekilin. Nochon lahachmer. Kevel Shemuva Kovim Matame Kachol Yisrael. Okay. So that's the question. To what degree, you know, it's definitely Nochon Lahachmir. Definitely Nochon Lahachmir. But the question is he's, you know, it's not Mashmir that he's necessarily saying that that's Mamish Yisr Gomer. It's just, you know, Nochon Lahachmir. This comes up every once in a while. You know, the little history here of this farm sale. So is this history of the farm sale. So years ago, this farm sale used to be in the Mus-based Medrash. It was this farm sale. And it was a very good farm sale then. You would think, well, how big could it be in the Mus-based Medrash? It was very chashuv then. And had a lot of farm then. Because all of English was only Rabbi Shimon Einar. That was the only thing that existed in the English Sfarim world at that point. So basically it was all Sfarim, hardcore, you know, Sfarim, and then a little section of Rabbi Shimon Einar. And that was the whole English section. And that was here for many years. This parenthetically used to be the cafeteria before my time. Now the Mus based Medrash used to be the YU cafeteria. When the whole yeshiva was one building, namely this building. It's building a hush of a building. It's not so posh to just leave this building. You know, this building is a gedoy le'olam in this building. You know, it's not posh. People have to keep that in mind. It's not posh. You know, Rosh Yeshiva always said, "Herbiyavdin." You know, a place has schuyos. You know, a place had so much Torah for so many years, the Rosh Yeshiva can't be out of the center. You know, just like when the Gemara says, he mitzar, right, that the place that is doesn't have so many averis because it's new. So same thing with the Yidach. The place has a lot of Torahs, so big skuyos. Okay. So then after they moved this farm sale to the basement of First Hall, the basement of the first floor. So then it became a whole hack. That could the Kohanim go to the Svarim sale? Because Rabbi Tendler has his lab there, and he has a face of dead body there, or something. he has some things that are matame there. So that was the question. That was the big hack. You know, Kohanim going to the Svarim sale, Kohanim going to the first hall, you know, all these, but especially the Svarim sale. Because maybe that was the whole first hall, maybe it was, you know, the child's off to another, but the down mamish that floor, so you open the door, the lab, and that was the thing. Oh, so, time at all. So there's another Nakuda that was. I don't know if there are any Mason first of all presently. But there is a. What does the Boaz say? You have a Boaz here? Yochanan and Boaz? What page is the Boaz on?
31.
So that was Rav Shecht that was discussing then, you know, could the Kohanim go to the Sfarim cell? So they were talking about it. Still talking. You have another voice for me? What? 32? So the Boaz says, we'll find in a second, that maybe the din of sof, even if you want to be machmir, that there's a din of ohel by goyim, but maybe there's no din of sof tum alotzes by goyim. Maybe that halacha of the rabbanon halacha mum shemi sinai was never said by goyim. So that's what page? It's on 32. It says that 42. Yeah. So he says, there's a whole piece here. So where the arrows. If you have Yesh Lom, Ulai Bova Kochavim Ein Kan Halacha. Maybe the Halacha Moshe Mishinai was Ulai. And Rav Shechter will see quotes in his piece here, other poskim that also held that way. And maybe Sof Tumalatzes, you don't say by Goyim. So then, that's an interesting cooler to be aware of. Yeah. They assume you're not going to be. So the base is going to be in buried, right? So you're not touching the mace and you're not carrying the mace. Maybe walking over the mace. Okay, yeah. Okay, so then the discussion about the medical school thing about in terms of the OL, so, you know, that becomes, you know, there definitely is this mahalach of nochel l'hachmir. And so then the question is, you know, to what degree other considerations could play a role, assuming that that he can be in a situation where he's not going to touch. In other words, because the sheet of the Urayim never made it into the page of the Shulchan Aruch as even a Yeshomrim, so that we're not necessarily relying on. Now, there is another very important machlokus here about Tumas Kohanim, and that is in the Gemara in Nazir. Okay, Mem Aleph. We have Mem Aleph and Nozer. Mem Aleph, Mem Beis. Here we go. 20, page 20. There's a machlokas between the Rabba and Rav Yosef. Bidlar, Amar Rabba, Amar Rahuna, Ikramalai, Lokamichu, Omer Layov, Lasira, Al Tumma, Lasira, Al Abiyah. Al Tumma, Tumma, Lo. Rav Yosef, Omer, Fil Tumma, Tumma. And then the Gemara says, Lokashi, Kambi, Chibur, Kambi, Shalom, Chibur. So Rav Yosef Shita is the following: that if a person is touching a dead body, okay, so he violated a lav daraisa. They say he's a kohen. He's or first a regular person. He's or a kohen. Let's talk about kohanim. He violated lav daraisa. He touched the dead body. And now they bring him another dead body. He goes and touches that. So the Gemara has a gzeiros hakosuv that on the second dead body you're not mechayev. And what's the source? Because the pasuk says lo yichalel misha einu mechulel yotzei zeshul mechulel va'omed. If you're ready mechulel va'omed, so then there's no iser on the second mace. Now the Gemara says within Rav Yosef, that's only b'chibur. That's only while you're still touching the first mace. So touch the second mace you're not going to get a second malchus on that. And Rav Yosef, that's Rav Yosef. Rabbah, as we'll see the Mefarshim explain, holds even if you let go. Even if you let go, you could still, and you touch now a second mace, you don't get malchus on the second mace, because you're already nitma from the first mace, even though you're not actively touching it. So, if you look in the packet here, in the supplementary packet in Hilchos Avil, so the Rambam says he has to be b'chibur. Rambam says, "Zay nitma mikodem." Say you were nitma earlier in the day and then you went into the oal hamace. And now you're not touching the first mace anymore. So I'm hidra b'lokeh. So then you're going to be lokeh for the second mace because it's no longer b'chibur. And the Ravid disagrees. Amar Avram, harav einu posekein v'halo mechuvar, the sugar d'shmaitse karaba, v'tumma shalo b'chibur nami lo mechayev. The culture came to Chibur and the Tumas Bia. He says, "There was Mamish even Maga. Even Maga Shalom b'Chiburin is okay. So certainly Olal. Certainly Olal. And that's the Ravid's. And if you look in the Chesed Mishnah, he explains. Ravid's Al Kosav, Amar Ramo Nirish Ruz Al Sover Dadu Kim the Kam b'Chibur Kam Shalom b'Chibur I'll leave it to Rav Yosef. Nami. Okay, so that's the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. So the Ravid in Hilchas Nazir, the Rambam and Ravid Hilchas Nazir say something also. Look at page 21 in the regular packet. Midol Meis for Amim Harbe. Avol Bishachai Malkos Al Kol Achas VaAchas LaShemayim Main Bez Malkim Asol Achas. Because of an ogre. So, it's no problem. And that's the Rambam Plushitasa. That the Chiburin is no problem. So comes the Ravid and says, the third line before I bracketed, third rung from the bottom, we paskil rabba rav yossi holchasa karabba. Miata tum of tumafil pirish v'chaz v'noga potter. Then he says, v'akonim b'zman hazet mei meisim hein. So the Ravid says an unbelievable thing. He says, though it was the Ravid Shita, you hope you pass like Rabba. So you don't need Chibur. So the Ravid Shita is, but see, some Rishonim, I didn't put this in, Rabbeinu Tam, at least he needed to be on the same day. Because this way, because if it's on a different day, your Mosif Tumah in terms of the Hazar Shlishi Shvi, you'll cause it to push it off more, the Tumah. But the Ravid Shita is, if you hold Shalom B'chiburin, even Shalom B'chiburin, you can be B'tame. So the Heter, or the lack of Chiyuv, is until you nitar. As long as you tame from the original tumah, then you can go ahead and mematame yourself again and again and again, no problem. Because you're mechul va'omed. Now, so says the Ravid. Yeah, every kohen today probably was nitma once. The Chasam Sofer says mehechitesi. You know. Chasam Sofer says, yeah, maybe went into an old Hamshacha once, or, you know, so. So this Ravid is the biggest kula of the century. Because it implies that Kohanim have a freebie. You know, once they're Nitma once, which, and he assumes they probably are. So now, you know, do whatever you need to do. Go to medical school, do what you want. Do what you need to do. Now, there is a whole discussion about what does the Ravid mean to say. Does he mean to say it's mamash mutu lagamre? Or does it mean that there's no Malkus, but there's still an Issa? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Truvas, on page 23. He says, what do you think the Ravid's talking about? Malkus? We don't give Malkus today. And he says, what is the Ravid talking about? V'chayim osam olav l'harvi raya. V'adei lo shayich b'zman hazeh inyan chiyav Malkus. Al kavod leke chiyav et Issa. There's no Issa. Rabbi Kiva Eger, whoo! There's no issue. There's no issue whatsoever. Oh. Now, there's a famous story. So that's a tremendous cool. Now, there's a dog on Mervava. On page 28. So he says he thought like that. Amar Yecheskel. Amar Yecheskel. Look at Amar Yecheskel. So in this Kohen, Farnitma Latame Atzmo. He says, Aval Achshav Nosati Elibi, Sheulai Lo Amar Haravid Ela Inyin Chiyav Malkus, Aval Inyin Isser Ulai Afil Isser Torah Moda. So it was maybe the Ravid didn't mean like Rabbi Kiveger that it's mutter legamre. V'yesh b'shitus halal kama kuli prushiv gama sugi sasi adagi yesh b'sak rama mukim, etc. And then he tells the famous story. Just find the famous story. In the Truvas Chasam Sofer. Where is it? What page is the Truvas Chasam Sofer, remember? What? Which page? What number? 50.
Last page.
Last page. That's right. So says the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, 56. Of course, the Rosh Hashanah was the Sofer Rav Daravid. Behind the Zman Hazeh, Einu Musarim Al Tuma, Kevin Shukulan to Mei Meis, Ein Dolga Mevava, Amar Yechaskel. So the Chasam Sofer, so right, so there's another view that says originally he thought that it's Mutter, but then he changed his mind. But maybe not. So Chasam Sofer says, Nehina kav havina tali. When I was a little kid, Yotzeg mayim al yidei mori chosid shebekun ha-gohom moreno Rav Nosson Adler, and it was together with my Halakha Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. He was together with his Rebbe in Shnas Tovkuv Mem Gimel, of Reinu Derech Prague, and we went on a trip and we passed through Prague and we went to visit the Noda Behuda. Rav Pnei Hagom Noda Behuda Ratzal Vayapil Pulu B'divrei HaRaivid. And we were talking about this Raivid. That's what the discussion was. What's Pshat in the Raivid? V'Noda Behuda Hira L'mori Zatzal Es Asher Kosov Al Gilyono. That was the what ultimately became the, I guess, before the Dogel Mirvava was printed. He said, you know, Dogel Mirvava was basically what the Noda Behuda wrote on his Shulchan Aruch, the page of Shulchan Aruch. So he wrote, Amar Yecheskel, he showed it to them. Pilpel Olav, Venifredu Zemizev, Vechlifu Pilpulim, Vaniha Yisi Motzi, Mevin Hadvarim, Vaschazerbo, Hagona, Vidvosi, Vilginu Hach, Amar Yecheskel, Vaniv Oni Yacharze, Moshoshim Shoni Matzashi, Kachlev Arrived, Bitmim Dveim, Tasur Minatora. So he says that they had this whole pilpul, and then the Chasam Sofer says that that if you look in the Ravid, in the Tamim Deim, and this is on page 26, so he there's a line here that says the Farish on the end of the third, on the end of the third the column on top here, the bottom of the column on top in the third column. Mio apple pisha ain't a lokesh, dying bechiburin, the surah mia isbei. But it's only a tour from Malchus, but there's still an isser. Now, Rabbi Tuchman, I believe 2 years ago, pointed out to me, and then I had him review again, point out again, and that was that L'chorah, there's no raya, and everyone likes to quote this to me, the name, that of course the Kivega can't be right because the Raivid himself and Tamim Deim says it, but this is worthwhile, and that's what the Chasam Sofer himself said. But I think Rabbi Tuchman's point is well taken, namely that if you look in the Raivid and the Tamim Deim, he's saying a pshad in Rav Yosef that there's a din b'chiburin. So if there's a din b'chiburin, so he's saying, according to Rav Yosef, that there's a din b'chiburin, that there's no malchus, but maybe there's still an isser. But that doesn't necessarily imply what Rabbi would hold. You could say maybe hu hadin, that if Rav Yosef holds b'chiburin as a p'tur for malchus, maybe Rabbi holds whatever Rav Yosef would hold b'chiburin, Rabbi would hold even Shalom b'chiburin, and therefore you could bring a raya from here. But Rabbi Tuchman points out that maybe no. Maybe Rabbi Shita is that it would be Mutal Gamri. In other words, it's not a raya mukrachis, it's a possibility. Maybe you could say, again, he's only talking with Rav Yosef, so does that mean within Rabbi he would say the same thing? That Rabbi says that there's a tour even Shalom b'chiburin, or because it's not, in other words, people, if you read, as Rabbi Tuchman was saying, if you read it quickly, you say, oh, of course, it's beferish, but the point Rabbi Tuchman's pointing out, it's not beferish. In other words, you still have to be medama milsa la milsa to come to this conclusion that there'd still be an issur. And maybe you could say that within Rabbah it would be totally mutter, and that would be like Rabbi Akiva Eger. So this is another. So this, whenever they talk about, you know, coolers for kohanim and things like that, so this ravid is always brought into the front. Can we, you know, use this ravid as another piece of the puzzle? And in fact, if you look in the Mishnah LeMelech, in the supplement on page 3, Fize Hayanira Diyesh Lahakel Mikoach Sfeikin. Suffolk Yilchas arrived, like is the tomb of his man Azem, and told him, Suffolk Yilchas a safe Yirein. But maybe we should make a Sfeika with the Rivet and the safe Yirein. That would be a good one. Because maybe the Rivet's right. So then Stam is the problem. But even if the Rivet's wrong, and we're Nisar, we are Kohanim Amuzer, but maybe not the Goyim. So you have a Sfek Sfeka, the rival of the Sefer Yireim. But then he says, and it's a good Sfek Sfeka, it's Mishapech, Alamailas. But then he says, as far as the Gamke and the Rive, Gamke, Chokhme, Yisrael, Chalukim, Love, he's saying about the Tosis, Chalukim, Love, Gvor. So Bechitzer, what he says is that both opinions are like very Nidche opinions. He says you can't make a fake sfeika when each shita is kemat nidcha. You know, the Urayim is not even quoted. And the Raivim. It was a good thought while it lasted, but it didn't last too long. Right, so they talk about it. So I think the. What? Dovogam Revolver has a Sveik also. Right, the Dovogam Revolver. With the Rambam and yeah, the Dogel Bavov has a Sfek Sfeka, so maybe you should make a Sfek Sfeka Ba'olo, because that's already the Rambam Shita Ba'olo is not Nidcha Kamo the Yireim Shita by Magal Masa, so that's another possibility that the. As Jonathan pointed out, that this, the Sefer Yireim, the Dogel Mavov has a Sfek Sfek. Oh, now, there's a couple more things. There is another halacha in Hilchas Tumah of Cherev Harei Kecholo. That we darshan b'cholo Cherev Harei Kecholo. That means that if you have, literally it means that if you have a sword that killed somebody with the sword, so the sword is made out of metal. So the mace is aviyavos hatumah. The sword, of course, should go down a step, avatumah. So cherev harei kecholol, gzeiros hakosav, cherev harei kecholol, says that the sword has the same status of the mace. Cherev harehu kecholol. The sword is the same thing as the dead body. So ma the dead body is aviyavos, so too the sword is aviyavos. And then you first go down from there. It doesn't. Oh. So cherev harei kecholol. So there is a. And then, you know, there's a discussion whether it applies to all kelim, only kli machas. Some rishonim hold it's only the sword that killed the body. But that far we don't assume. So we assume that it refers to all either you will claim matches or all the machlokas we showed him. To what do we apply a cherev or erech kol? But the question is a kohen mussar on cherev or erech kol? Because it's like a cherev or erech kol. So if you take a look, so there's a famous Tosis in Nozi Nundala Namud Beis. If you want to see the source of Nud Gimel Namud Beis, is where the Drushus Chazal of Cherev Harei Kachol is. That's page 44 in the packet. Kol Shei Yigal Pnei Hasodah B'Chol Cherev. Cherev Harei Kachol. And then you have the famous Tosis in Nundala Namud Beis in Nozir, where Tosus says that Omer Rabbi Tam no korchol mesub mas nisim klimach him nozim galech cherev harei kachol. In other words, Rabbi Tam seems to say that a kohen is musar on cherev harei kachol, that a kohen can't be nitma to a cherev harei kachol. And Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen sent back a Zabayis Asher Tivnuli, because Rabbeinu Tam L'shitah so that there's no in other words, the assumption is that Nozer is not Megalech on Cherev HaRei Kachol. So if you hold that we hold from the equation of Nozer and the Kohen, so then a Kohen wouldn't be Muzer on Cherev HaRei Kachol. But if you hold that just because the Nozer is not Megaleach, a Kohen can still be Muzer, like Rabbeinu Tam held, so that's what Rav Chaim Kohen says back, is a bias Asher Tivnuli. Whereas every house is going to be a Cherev HaRei Kachol. So how is a Kohen going to ever go into a house? Because you have one person goes to a Levaya and is wearing metal eyeglasses and he's Nitma, the mace. Now he goes home, and now Cohen wants to come to his house. So, first of all, there's a discussion you could read in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Rabbi Ganak and Gan Shoshanim has a piece like this. In other words, how do you get Cherev HaRei Kachol? In other words, we say it doesn't have to be the sword that kills, but at least does it have to have at least have a maga b'meis, or is it enough that it has an oil b'meis to get the din of Cherev HaRei Kachol? That's what Rabbi Ganak was saying. If you dafka need maga, so then there's not so many cherev harei kachol floating around. If you say you can get a status of cherev harei kachol by an oel, then in the chanami.
Cohen wears a ring.
Well?
Cohen wears a ring.
Yeah, if a Cohen wears a ring, and you have that. If a Cohen. Wait, slow.
And would the din be that a Cohen wouldn't be allowed to be in the same oil as a cherev?
Right, so then what's considered, right, so all these questions are, so if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, on page 46, Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Ekaonim Asurim Litono L'Cherv Shenetva B'meis, V'yesh Mekilim, V'chein Nogu L'Hokel V'ein Esharim B'Sech. So the Ramah says we can be making. And the assumption being, like Rav Shechta was explained, that even though Lamaisa were machmer and sof tumalotzes, but that could be, like Rav Shechta said, based on the Truma Sedeshin, that was the minug. Maybe there was no minug b'cherev harei kachol, even though it's based on the same shaila of whether we hold from the. For the equation of between Nozir and Kahuna. Oh. So now, the big question that came up, the big heter, Rav Goren has this heter, and perhaps others. The question is, so could we say that, this is a famous tshuva on page 47, printed in Rav Goren's Sefer Torah Sarafua. Rafaim mutar the student in Kohanim Lumbod Atomia. So they learn anatomy. You go to medical school and learn that. And this Tshuva L'Sheila was written to who? Who was it written to? Who? Who's Ari Waxman? You know who he is? What? Who's Ari Waxman? What? Rav David's son-in-law from Shalavim. Yeah, so that's a mistake. This Tshuva was not written to Ari Waxman. This Tshuva was written to Larry Waxman. Look carefully. Larry Waxman was a math teacher here in MTA for many years. He was also a big Marashah person, and he was here. Then he made Aliyah, and so all you fellows who came later never met him. So the Tshuva was written to Larry Waxman, not to Rabbi Ari Waxman. Okay. But I think I might have made that mistake also. Let me read it quickly, you know. But it's written to Larry Waxman. Okay. So, yeah. So he wanted to know, I guess he had students from MTA or whatever, or you, who wanted to be doctors. Imi cholim studentim kohanim lumod v'sefil erfua mikheven shehem chayavim lumod atomi elishtatev nituchei mesim. That's the discussion. So he has a whole discussion with the Rambam. I didn't Xerox the whole thing. If you want to see the whole Tshuva, you could look. You get the Sefer in the library. But the famous point that he wants to say is that maybe we have a new heter here. That get a cherev arei kecholol. Like you said, a ring or glasses, bring it to a mace, whichever way, touch it to the mace or whatever. And then, l'chorem, it's tuma b'chiburim, even according to the Rambam, it's tuma b'chiburim, put the ring on, put the watch, the metal watch, whatever the glasses, and then calls man that you're, see, normally tuma b'chiburim is a problem because how do you get to the first one? You're already usher for the first one. So you say, okay, you won't get Malchus the second time, but you're Shekoyach, you get Malchus for the first time. But if you have a Hazah Hechitimtza, that you could Bimitami yourself Lemeis, Beheter, so then you'd be able to. So here we have Hazah Meis, a Cherver Kecholol, which is a Din Meis, which Kohen might not be Muzer on. So then you could have the Tumah L'Chibur, even L'Chachila. That's the Chak. That's the chap. So definitely a chap. And that would solve the whole problem. So the weak spot on this point, Rabbi Bleich has a piece and basically his question is that maybe this din of Tumah B'Chiburin is only because he's mechulo. In other words, he did it be'isser. So he did it be'isser, he's mechulo, so now there's no added isser, because he's already in the state of chilul yukuhuna. But maybe if you're metame, but it wasn't chilul, in other words, you metame yourself, but you are mechal yukuhuna because it was heter. So maybe now who says you get a heter now to go and metame do a second... to a mace gomer. Now it is. Now you can have an issa. So that's the counter taina. And Rav Gorer would say no, it's nothing to do. That's the alfusa, but it's a din in tumah. Sovel la tumah. You have tumas mace there, so there's no added issa getting added in tumas mace because there already was tumas mace. That is the so that was his taina. Generally, this kula is not so accepted. It's definitely a chap. You know, Rav Moshe here has strong words about Kohanim being metame. Even Rav Soloveitchik has very strong words. I think it might also be in the new Holzer book, if I'm not mistaken. Does he have a... But no, I heard this way before in the Holzer book, but he was not into this. The question is, if you would tell him that you would be able to do it without... That was the only not into it because the assumption is you'd have to daft to do maga. Is that why he was so stark against it? What if you tell him that you'd only have to do oha? As again, just having to do OL is much more kal. So that's, you know, again, it's not necessarily ideal, but much more kal. Oh, okay, we're almost finished with Hosea. One of the most common shilas I get. This shila comes up like every whatever. People ask, oh, my wife is expecting, could she go to a levaya? Could she go to the cemetery? Could she go to... I get the shiloh all the time. So what is this all about? Well, so there is a din.
Is it a Kohen husband? Or
no, usually not. Usually the shilohs come from non-Kohan. Non-Kohan, what's the issue? So first, you say like this. There is a discussion if the husband is a Kohen. So if the husband is a Kohen, so now if the husband's a Kohen, could you go ahead and go to, because he might be a little boychical in there, and yibetame lemes, lazig doyle malaktanim, right? Mamish betame biyadayim, or sachilim, this is mamish like... Slowly. So, the original source of this shaila is in the Sefer Rokeach on page 6 here in the supplement. It says, Eishes Kohen Muberes Muteres Likonis Ba'ol HaMeis The Sfek Svekehu The Shema Nefelhu or Shema Nekevehi. Because you have a Sfek Sveke, then maybe it's not a Bar Kayama. Maybe it's just a Nefel. And a Nefel is Boser Ba'alma. And even if it's Gebar Kayoma, but maybe it's in a Keva. So this is the famous Sveka of the Rokeach. Of course, Bizman Azeh with ultrasounds, you know, sometimes you lose the Sveka. But this is the famous Sveka of the Rokeach, that pregnant ladies who are Kohanim, who are Ashes Kohanim, could be Mitami. So that's what I always... Oh, so then, this is quoted in the Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Gimel, in Or Chaim. It's also quoted in the Shach, in Tumas Kohanim as well. So this Rokeach is also quoted in the Shach as well. So Shin Mem Gimel is all about Hilchas Ketanim, right? Whether you're Machel Ketanim, Yisurim B'Yadayim, etc. So the Shach has it, Shin Ayin Aleph Aleph, quotes its Rokeach. Sveik Sveik. So the Magen Avraham has his famous Kasha. He says, what do you need Sveik Sveik for? V'lav Hochiz Mutter, oh, this is the, bring the whole year together. As we know, there's a concept of balua, right? We discussed in Hilchas Chatzitza, right? There's balua, there's no in din and even a roi labias mayim, and then we discussed what's called the makom balua. So certainly the mother's womb is a makom balua. Kulei amo lo pligi, that you don't need roi labias mayim, and the mother's a makom balua. So balua is not nitma. Anything that if you swallow a marble, right, and then you go into the oil and mace, and then you go out and you vomit it out. So the marble's not nitma because it was balua. So the fact that it's balua is matzil from the tumah. So the question at hand is, what do you need the sfek sfeker? Even if we took the ultrasound and we knew for sure that it was a boy, it still should be mutter. That's kasha. B'tzarachim. He leaves his B'tzarachim. So maybe the Rokeach would say, Inachanami, he's just giving another reason, or, you know, that's maybe the Pashup Shah. Or the Nasif Chaim here on the bottom quotes, maybe you need it. Maybe there was a woman who's holding to give birth, so then therefore there's a chashash that it would be oisbalua. So then could you put yourself into that situation, and therefore he needs the het of the svek svekim. Okay, so Rav Shechter has his famous piece, which is a big chiddush, this piece. This piece was said over, I remember, it goes back over 20 years. They dedicated the Marcus and Adina Katz Kolob. I was in college then, and they dedicated the Kolob, and it was a very exciting day, because very chashuva rabbonim came. First, Marcus Katz himself came from Mexico for the day. Rav Mordechai Hirschberg Zatzal was the chief rabbi of Mexico. That was his rabbi. So he came. He was a big. They sort of say for Machshavas Hakodesh with a Haskoma from Rav Elbel. They have it in the library. Rav Mordechai Hirschberg came, and then Rav Moshe David Steinwurzel came. That was a big thing. He was the Baba of Rosh Hashiva came. He came. And then you had Shechter was there, spoke, and Rav David Lifshitz was there, and Nissen Alpert was there. Rav Soloveitchik was supposed to be there, but Lois Dayan Milsa. He didn't, weather, whatever it was, he was not there. So they wanted that day that everyone, they had like three or four people who were in the kolo. Rabbi Sachs spoke then, he was in the kolo, to give a shiur about Inyanei Kahuna. And then all the rabbanim also to give shiurim in Inyanei Kahuna. And it went the whole day. I didn't go to college that day to listen to all the shiurim on Kahuna. It was very exciting. Very exciting day. And it's all printed up in the Beis Yitzchak and around Tavshin Memhei or something. I think it's the same Beis Yitzchak that has Rav Shechter's original article on Bikvei Hatzon. Seeing in the back of that, they have a separate kuntras on Keser Kahuna. And they were all from that day, those shiurim. So it was a very exciting day. So Rav Shechter was like one of the last speakers of the day. So he was speaking about Tumas Kohanim. That was his thing. And he started off speaking about, Shaila, how was Marcus Katz able to get here today? I mean, with an airplane, he's going over Mason, the whole thing. And that's, you can read the whole thing. So he developed this Yisod. I'm not so convinced with this Yisod. I mean, it's not his own. It's from Rav Chaim Oizer said it, and Rabbi Chanan, but Rav Shechter makes this a big Yisod, and you can read the whole article. And that is the following. He wants to say that Tumas Kohanim is not an issa necessarily of Tumas Kohanim. The issa is Kreva Lemes. So what does that mean? So it means like this. So if you're in the same ohel as a mace, so you're Kreva Lemes. So even though there's a loophole, a technical loophole, but you're not going to be Nitma for some other reason, but that still doesn't make it mutter because it's still krev lemes. So memela, he says that's why you need a svek sveker, because tuma blua wouldn't do it. So that's what he writes on page. No, he answers other things based on this yisod. He says ein shach yordei shehevi sefer akeach the eshes kohen muberes muteres likodes loal lemes mitam svek sveker shema nefelu shema nekeva avlad. The Tamal Vrava Mogan Avram, the Mayurim Tam Svek Sveka, Tapiklei Tavladhu Tahara Blua, Batara Blua Lomatama. So then he quotes the Achiezer, Shabir Bidasar Harakeach, it's the Achiezer's answer. The Abti Nachnami, the Lake of Tumma, Al Uber, Knesset Seim, Lol Ameis, Mikomokom, Lulay, Svek, Sveka, Ya Osir. The Osir Lakon, Liz Karev Lameis. And then Rabbi Chanan has that also. So he has a lot of different applications where he wants to use this Yisod. He wants to say, then he wants to say maybe it's both. Maybe there's an Isser Krave and an Isser Tumma. And that he wants to explain. If you look here on page 10, he quotes from the Sefer Pesach HaOl on the third column. That's a classical Sefer in Oelos and Tumos. And that Sefer had that Chakira, Sof Tumma Lotzeis, is a field of doors open, a field of mace is there, and the Mishkan Aaron also. So he quotes from Rabbi Yeshua Mikutner, that the same thing as the Boaz, that there's no din of Sof Tumma Lotzeis on Meisei Akum. So he wanted to say that because the pshat is that even if we're in a machmir on both the Issa Tumma and the Kreva, so if it's because it's not Matame B'tumas Meis, because it's a goy, and it's not craving the mace because you're not in the same oil. Okay, you can take a look. That was his, I don't know. And he, it's a garnisher piece here. It's a lot of, but you, perhaps one can question the whole Yisod. If there's, so then I saw, years later, in the Sefer Shomer Mitzvah, by Rav Shmaryahu Shulman of Kew Garden Hills, who's a goan from Kew Garden Hills. So he has a letter here that he wrote to Rav Schechter. So in the end of the day, he makes ha'aris and things to Rav Schechter on his sefer, and he just writes on page 13, which I thought was the pashtus, perhaps. Mikomokom l'anis daiti kosher l'chadish isa kazeh. Ha'kosav tzovech l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amo. Means the pasuk says it's a din tumah, so the mechadish that it's not a din tumah, but it's a rather a din kreva. He thinks it's hard to be mechadish, and therefore you got to give a different terence to the kasha of the Mogen Avraham. And I mean, Rav Shach, that's different. You mean bring mamish a whole shtickle, a whole sheer klali to answer, explain a lot of different dinim, and it all, you know, works in the. But maybe one can question whether this whole yisod. I mean, these songs were said by Friedrich Achronim, but still, perhaps one could question this whole Yisod. Oh, so now, when people ask the question to me, so I say, oh, you know, of course, you know, the whole pilpul of a pregnant lady is only Eishes Kohen. So clearly you see from there that it's not an Eishes Kohen. There's nothing to talk about. So I said, Mistama, this Inyane Kabbalah and things like that, you know, it's not Al-Pi Halacha, per se. So if you really need to go, like you have a Levaya of a relative and this, I don't think you have to not go. So I figured I would look in the Nitei Gavriel, because he quotes, you know, the Makoros for everything. So he writes, sure enough, on page 15 here, he says, Yesh Nogo She'isha Muberes Lotelech Lebeis HaKfaros. Because I remember when my wife was pregnant for the first time, we were in Eretz Yisrael together, and we weren't officially going through YU, even though we gave some shiurim, so we had some free time, so we took like a Hoffman bus tour. You know these Hoffman bus tours? We went all the way to Tzfat. So once you get to Tzfat, so what do they do in Tzfat? So basically we just went from one cemetery, you know, the Kivrei Tzadikim of the Gedolim, and we mamish went all different, the whole day was Kavaros upon Kavaros. Then we went to Amuka, then she threw up in Amuka, but technically speaking, so Rav Tzedek writes in the bottom, "Kein shogor b'pi hanoshim, uve'emes ein l'zeh mokar." There's the vaybisher, it's a vaybisher zach. It's you know that he can't go to. But then he even though he writes it doesn't have a mokar, he quotes from the Sefer Shevet Musa. That's an old Sefer Eliyahu HaKohen. So he writes, different, you know, again, these are not strict halachas, but he writes here on page 16 that when a woman is pregnant, she should be careful what she eats, what's going to affect the kid. And then he writes, Gamti and his heirs befrad me bur shaloti tukaris from komash shaltuma, from a komash isham reich ra. Fisha vlad notsa kifi reose neha. So there is this din not to be nichnas lamokam tuma. So, but as you know, the Rav Tzidda says kivrei tzaddikim could be different. So that's you know, but it's you know, if somebody like Rabbi Berger said, if somebody mamish has the minhag, so they have the minhag, or it's the stam to do it stamazoi. There's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak. He also discusses this. Minhag, and it's a nice way to end the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. He says, "What does it have to do with?" So he quotes the Sefer Rokeach with the whole discussion, but that's only by Kohanim. So what does it have to do with Eishes Yisrael? He says, "Omnam," the next second column, "Gam Nogei Eishes Yisrael Muberes Al Pi Das Aposkim B'Divreim Sham Yesh Limtzo Tam Al Minhagim Shlo Leilach Leves Hachayim B'Mei Burim." So what's going on? It's Tara Blua. So what's the point? So then he says, because of Nisiv Chaim Tzarchi and a Milo Hiksha Shemavim Noshim Mubaros, when they did the Paraduma, they would take Noshim Mubaros and they would bring them to certain Chatzeres to Yerushalayim and they would give birth to them there, so they shouldn't have come in contact with any tumah. So you see from, but why weren't they choshesh that before, when the woman was pregnant, before they got to these special locations, maybe they would nitma? So no, but it's Tara Blua. But then he says, Kvarivenu leil vibrika Yosef, maybe the Ubers will shayach din Tara Blua, mishum Uber Yerachimo. Maybe that's not called, and that's another answer that's given. Maybe the whole din of Tuma Blue is not shaykh to a vlad. Until the vlad is ready to give birth. To give it. Mashayn ken stam uber me'isha lo nitach ha-kever ha-vikigufim ken nitma vlad. So that's another answer that's given why the Rokeach needed this fake. Because Balua is something, if I have a marble there, but if in Balua. Right? Ken to say for Das Torah. So then the question is, what's it going to help that they brought the Noshim Mubaros to this special chatzer, that they should give birth there, that they should be able to do the Paraduma, but maybe they were Nitma and there's no Heter of Balua? So he says, so it must be that it was a minhag that Rov Bonos Yisrael Hayurotzos Lizvakos has been named amidst the Rabazu, that they get involved in the Paraduma water. Hayumushamrim Atzmam is Lanshabes Amikdash Hayakaya Bimei Burim Bikol Tuma. That there was an old minute maybe that women with Nisar, when they were pregnant, not to go to cemetery, so when they, because if they would go to cemeteries, they would be Nitma, because you. Because maybe there's no din of Tumah Blua, because it's Umar Yarachimo, and it would be Nidma, so Mimela, but the women wanted that their kids, because the kids used to do it. They wanted kids, people young age, that didn't have Tumas Keri or whatever, to be involved in with the getting the water, etc. So the mothers wanted their kids to be Zocha, that they should have this kus of being involved in the Paraduma. So he says, V'nen Nirek Hayom Gamken Shemehera Yibona Beis HaMikdash V'noshim Mubarak Omdus and Batsapi Matai Yisku Lumitzvah Rabba Zu Shomers Atma Gituma Kachola Efsher Kien Efsher Loma Dekana Mokul Minik Shal Noshim Mubarak Shin Tzar Shal Lelech Al Beis HaChayim etc. That V'hera Yibona HaMikdash, and everyone wants, every mother wants that their son should maybe have been able to partake. So therefore, but if they're Nisa, that they don't go to the cemeteries, then the taka their killed would be tar. There'd be candidates to be from those kids that are Osek in the Paraduma. Okay, Rabbi Simon. We have finished now. One second. Give me a couple of minutes. We went a little bit off. We finished the 71st shiur of the year. 71st shiur of the year. From Nida. 47 shiurim in Nida and 24 shiurim in Avelos. So first, I want to give yashkoach to everyone for those that were here from the beginning, and some of you are from last year. We had already 70 some odd shiurim last year, so together with a certain chevra, we've been doing like 150 shiurim together in Inyane Halacha. So it's a tremendous chus for everyone, for myself and everyone, to be part of such a lima together, starting with Taruvis, Pasa B'chala, Malicha, Nida, and Avelis. So I want to thank everyone. I want to thank you to Rabbi Tuchman, who is always available for everybody, for myself, for all the Talmidim, whether it means in terms of the packets or in terms of the learning, in all different aspects. So we give him a big yashar koach for that. And then I'd like to say that the limud halacha is a miktzol b'fnei atzma. A person can spend his whole life learning, and he can become a talmid chacham. But if you want to know halacha, it's a whole different. You have to have a specific focus on halacha. You can learn your whole life in yeshiva and know and learn the sugyas and learn the Reb Chaims and everything, which is great. But if you want to learn halacha, that requires its own emphasis. And learning halacha doesn't just mean when you're younger in yeshiva. So basically, the main limud is Noshim Nezikin, and then there's a Mishnah Berurah Seder half an hour in the morning, if at most. And perhaps that's at that point in life, that's the best way to go. But once, like the Stipler writes, and Rav Abadi has this in his Sefer as well, that once you're you're younger, you learn Noshim Nezikin, it opens up your mind, and you learn how to think. But then, as like the type of life, once you get older, then you should learn a Sukkah Shmaitza Liber the Hilchasa. And Sukkah Shmaitza Liber the Hilchasa requires a tremendous amount of Iyun in that particular Mikzoa to try to understand what the Shitas are and what it's all about, and then what's the conclusion. Like the Bechinas I gave, we're all about, telling me what's the Tzadi Kula, what's the Tzadi Chumra, and any particular Shaila. And now, and how should we paskin? And how should we be Machriya Ladina? So that requires, so hopefully, this is a beginning of other limudim that we should, that you yourselves and wherever you're going to be, should be involved in. But hopefully it'll give you a mahalach of, first of all, seeing things inside and understanding every line, not just hearing things outside and taking notes and things like that, but really being able to steig in learning halacha, which is a miktzola b'fnei atzma. And some guys always told me that before they got to this point, they really never learned halacha b'iyin. Because again, in the regular yeshiva system, that's not really part of the yeshiva system. So the yeshiva system is made more for Noshim Nezikin and Lamdas and things like that. But and somebody who wants to always learn like that, Tavo Olav Bracha also. But if somebody would want to become a Rav of a shul, or even not the Rav of a shul, but has an atiyah towards halacha, so that requires its own yegia. And on the mala, just like Sukkah Shmaitza Aliva de Hilchasa. So hopefully this is a beginning for many of you in that area. And then, furthermore, I just want to say how special it is that, what's special about this year, I think, is that it represents a spectrum of the whole yeshiva. Like, you have different shiurim, so we know certain shiurim are like Karen Biavna shiurim guys, and certain shiurim are from this yeshiva, and or Gush, whatever it is, certain shiurim are aligned with different yeshivas in Israel and different types of guys. And this yeshiva, this shiur, I think, represents a spectrum of the whole yeshiva. Guys from Gush and Kerem Yavne and Reshit and different, all different places. And I think it's a nice thing, and it's special for me to be able to get a relationship with people in the yeshiva that I wouldn't necessarily know that they existed. You know, it's a big yeshiva, you know, different places, different people, and you don't necessarily get to meet everybody, and you meet your own Talmidim and as many as there could be, but it's still, you know, so it's, for me, it's a tremendous schus to be able to have met a lot of you that I wouldn't have met otherwise. And Bez Hashem, we should continue having a kesher for many years to come, and this should be the yisod, the foundation of a kesher that we could have. Yisod of Torah is the strongest possible yisod that you could have, and that should lead for many years to come. We should share in a lot of good things with each other for many years to come, and both in learning and in life, and we should be able to sing for each other for many years to come, and good things. And Bez Hashem, we'll meet again here today in 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks of Chazara, and we could have to write a Bechina, and we should use these 2 weeks. Because if you do it now, the 2 weeks is, you know, it's a lot, but it's not too much. You know, there's a lot of things we did, you know, so it's not too much. And if you, and you want to recall the Torah, you don't want Torah to be just like you cram for a test in the college. You know, we all know what that means. You know, the night or two before, you get it all in, and you get your A, or you don't get your A, but and then a day or two, it's all gone, you know. But the Torah is something you want to make a kinyan that's with you for neitzach netzachim. So that's so the best way to do that is to always be holding, you know, always be, you know, not spreading yourself too thin, but always be holding. And then when times on Chazara, it's just you know, you flush it out again and you think, rethink it again. But we should use the time wisely to do Chazara. And Bez Hashem, we should all, everyone should be matzliach b'chol maaseh yadeichem.